Proclamation number 1899, dated the April 28th, 1941. Cremation. Accelerated disintegration process. Everything proceeds towards deliverance because it has to follow the path of higher development. When the spiritual essence separates itself from matter, it has overcome the latter. But the spiritual essence has not always matured enough that it no longer needs an earthly transformation form, and in that case it will re-enter a new form, which also consists of matter. However, when the soul, the spiritual essence within the human being, leaves the body, the earthly transformation has come to an end. That is, the soul escapes its last form on earth and enters, liberated from all matter, a new and entirely different realm than earth. The body, the final earthly form, is now destined for disintegration again. I.e., the spiritual substances which constitute the earthly body also have to take the path of higher development. Since these substances are still at the initial stage of development, and for this purpose they will join divine works of creation again, whose purpose is, after all, the higher development of the spirit. This can happen in various ways, but it always has to include the possibility for active service. Consequently, the substance is to join a work of creation where it has to perform some kind of task and serve by fulfilling this task, since the substance can only develop through service. If the opportunity to serve is taken away, the path of higher development is interrupted, which is an extremely agonizing condition for the spiritual substance. The time of spiritual suffering can seemingly be shortened, but the spirit substance will not thank the human being who intervenes in its progressive development and prevents its service. As soon as the natural decomposition of a human body is prevented by accelerating its process of disintegration by cremation or by chemical means, the path of the spirit is far more painful and has to be so. Because this process opposes divine order, it opposes the purpose which God has given every work of creation. It is an unauthorized action by people which does not concur with God's will. The human body should be returned to the earth, as is its purpose. From dust you have been taken, to dust you shall return. Providing God's intervention does not determine otherwise by ending a human life in other ways than the human being's natural physical death. When the soul has freed itself from the body, i.e., from the spiritual substance which forms the body's job to serve the soul is fulfilled. But until it is completely disintegrated, it still has other opportunities to be of service. Even if the human being finds this difficult to understand, while an accelerated disintegration procedure will not allow the remains to carry out even the slightest act of service. Hence it is completely wrong to assume that the human body will join the soul as a result of this kind of purification process. The external form spiritual substance is indeed the same function and eventually unites with countless other substances of soul and likewise walks the path of development on earth as a human soul. But this cannot happen the way people erroneously believe. All substances are given an appointed time for their development, which the human being cannot shorten at his own discretion by means of an external process. If he does not completely use the only option of spiritual higher development on earth, i.e., that he, by his conduct, his right attitude towards God, his faith and his wholehearted actions of love, acquires a degree of maturity which can also shorten the physical form's earthly lifespan. However, it must always be left up to God's will which helpful task he will still assign to it. Amen.